Paul, sort of strange game to watch. What was it like from your point of view?
A bit frustrating. Frustrating that we went behind. I thought we looked pretty comfortable. Mike has had a couple of saves to make, but ones he was always going to make. And always felt like we looked like we were going to score. So when we went behind, you know, that was disappointing. And then second half, it was a bit scrappy. Again, I don't think he's had anything to do. But as some of his passing wasn't what you know what I'd like. Once we got the equaliser, then I think we looked like we were going to go on and possibly win it. So, you know, overall we've moved a point closer to the top team today, so that's pleasing. Keeps the unbeaten run going. It's important that we took something from the game, you know, for ourselves. Also the fantastic support that we had, that, you know, made a lot of noise for the second half. I don't think they shut up. So, you know, pleased that we could send them home with something.
Yeah, he dominated the first half hour without really working the keeper.
We had some great chances. You know, Diz's header in particular. And then I think Diz's second half, the one at the side of the post, you know.
For both of those, you'd put money on him, wouldn't you?
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, the second one, maybe come over someone, but he's gone with his head. I think he can just tap in with his foot. And you just wonder then at that point, is it going to be one of them days where nothing's going to go for you? I think we might be talking about something else in a minute as well.
A few players, before we go on to that, a few players a little bit below par today?
I think so, you know, they've set high standards. And for some, it wasn't their day or the best day that they'll have in a Grimsby Town shirt. That's sure. That's kind of natural, but you've got to strive to be as good as you can be to try and make sure that, you know, you're giving myself and the rest of the staff that they're all saying just stick with that player, and that this is what we talk about, a squad. And 7-0 the other night, that was a message before the game, was great, fantastic night, but it's in the history books, and it was about today. And like I say, I thought we certainly deserved, you know, at least a point, if not all three. But we knew it'd be more difficult because Kevin's just took over, and, you know, their fans, we knew would get behind him if they had something to cheer about, and they obviously got that.
The penalty, when it came, Omar changing sides and scoring. First of all, I presume no doubt that it was a penalty because he was caught late, but should the keeper have been shown the red card?
I was astounded. That's the fourth, and he came back that the referee had said there was a defender running back in. He was only running back in because the ball was going that slow after Omar had been tripped. I mean, Berry should have been sent off. Pulling a shirt is a sending off offence. You've pulled him on the far side. He then gets back goal side and eventually wins the ball back. So that should have been nine men. Richard Tate, who is as honest as they come, is furious down there. Hurst has done him off the ball. He said he basically tried breaking his leg. So the three things there, they could have quite easily been down to eight men. And I'm not one that particularly enjoys seeing people sent off, but the one in particular that he's 100% seen and given the penalty, how that's not followed by a red, I'll never know.
I know you have to be careful in what you see, but it does seem that some of the matches in this league this season in particular have been completely ruined by bad refereeing.
I think we've said it, to be honest, John, since since I've arrived at the club. Some performances aren't, unfortunately, good enough. And when it has a bearing on the game, you know, as we got the goal to equalise, felt like we were then on top. You know, had they had 10 men, I think, you know, that's suddenly a different ask. No guarantees, of course, to make sure that we'd go on and win it. But it, you know, gives you a hell of a chance.
How important is it that run keeps going now?
Well, we want to try and keep going for as long as possible. Realistically, at some point we know it will come to an end, but the challenge every time is for the players to try and keep it going. And, you know, my only frustration is said down there is that, you know, we, at the minute, it's kind of a win-a-draw. You can't quite string successive wins together that would have really, you know, closed that gap. But it has closed again, and just goes to show that, you know, when we're on a good run like we are, that we know that we can catch the teams above us, and we'll keep trying to do that.
Ben Tomlinson goes back now.
Yep.
Are you looking to go into the loan market? I suppose the cup game gives you a little bit of breathing time,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, I mean, that's straight away, if anything was to happen before then you're not sure whether or not they will be able to play in the cup, depending on what the parent club says. Hopefully I can get one or two, you know, I got JP back out on the pitch today, which was pleasing. Hopefully I can get the injured lads back available in Gregor Robertson, Andy Munkhouse and Josh Gowling. That'd be fantastic. Certainly, you know, going into what would be his next league game, which is a big one against Cheltenham.